From tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tuesday afternoon, December the 29th, 2015. Carla Butard is the speaker of the afternoon teaching on Arrested Development. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Possible that this dumb spirit could be the root to seizures. The deaf and dumb spirit could be the root to epilepsy and other types of seizures. The dad goes on, and wheresoever he taketh him, he, the demon, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him, the one with the demon, unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. See, I started looking back at these accounts that these are happening. And I am making a list of behavior characteristics of demons. And when I teach it, if you have those behaviors, you'll know it's a demon. Here's the thing about demons. They make you think that it's you. I have this illness. You got a demon. This is how it behaves. And if that's what you're doing, Jesus cast the demon out and the boy was whole. But he fell on the ground wallowed foaming. Sounds like a seizure. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came to him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. See, that's what they want to do, is destroy you. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. There's a good word, an encouraging word. If you can believe it, it's possible. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And in Luke 9 it says, and Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child. You know what I love about reading the healings in Luke's writing? He was a doctor. He followed Jesus around and watched him. And not once did Jesus ever go, oh, Luke, this is a tough one, man. I need your help. Never once. Now, I don't condemn you if you go to the doctor. I'm just saying that Jesus can do it. He is our healer. He is the provision that God gave to the church for the church to receive their healing. Now, that hasn't been done across the board. Jesus also says that that the traditions of men make the word of God of no effect. The traditions of men. What is our tradition? Our tradition is we go to church on Sunday. If we get sick, we call the doctor on Monday. If we need a loan, we go to the bank. Listen, he's our all in all. He said he would provide all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. If you need something, ask Jesus for it. I'll never forget the I heard a radio program. I was kind of like Howard. I was listening to those men of God, those mighty men of God on the radio when they would teach, and I was learning a lot. And one of the men said, I have an exercise that I do with young couples who have financial trouble. I have them come into my office and they sit there and I say, let's just say Jesus came to your house today, knocked on your door, and you let him in, and Jesus walks in and goes, wow, this is a nice house. How'd y'all get this house? Well, Lord, we went to the bank and we got a loan. Nice furniture. Whoa, look at that entertainment center. Boy, y'all got some stuff. How'd y'all get that? Well, we got those on our charge card. And they're in debt. And so when Jesus leaves their house, he turns around and sadly looks at the couple and says, why didn't you ask me for these things? I might have given them to you. That was a new idea for me, raised in the Methodist Church. Never heard anything like that in the Methodist Church. But I heard it. I heard it from this fella. So I thought, wow, Lord, you mean I can ask you for something I want? Not something I'm in dire need of, but just something I want. So I started testing that out. I always had this dream of a particular kind of house. We lived on one income because I had watched both of my brothers get married and get on that treadmill of life, buy a brand new house that they really couldn't afford. Wife gets pregnant, can't stay home with the baby. She's got to work because they got a house note to pay. Two fine cars. I mean, they were in it, not to win it. You can't win like that. It takes you over. It owns you. What does it say? The borrower is the slave to the lender. When you get in financial debt, you are a slave to that note. They own you. You think they don't own your house? Don't pay your house note. They own the house. Not until you get it paid for do you own the house. But when we bought our little house, I knew that Mike and I already had discussed that I was going to be a stay-at-home mom. So we bought a house on his income that we could afford. Was it as fine as my brother's houses? No, but that's okay. We could afford the house we were living in. We still had a house note. But I didn't have to work. And so I was decorating my house on a penny. And I had always loved old movies and the decorations that they had and the little vanities that the ladies used to have with the little skirt around it and the pretty little mirror and all her little doodads on there. And I had an old Singer sewing machine that my great-grandmother had given me. And so I went to the fabric store and bought some pretty fabric. I didn't even sew it. I just pleated it on top and glued it probably. But it was pretty. Skirt hung down. Didn't know what to do with the raw edges, so I put a rubber band around it and made it look like a rose. I was desperate to have those things. But anyway, after I got that done, the corner beside it looked kind of naked. I said, Lord, you know what would look really good there? One of those dress forms. You know, the old-timey dress forms on a stick. So I thought, I'm going to start looking for one of those. Every place I went, I didn't know how hard they were to come by. If an antique store had one, it was not for sale. They just used it to display stuff. So I was disappointed everywhere I went. Oh, Lord, am I ever going to find one of those? And I also wanted one of those wooden ironing boards. You know, the old-timey ones with the metal legs. And there was an elderly lady that died on our street, and somebody else had bought her house, and they cleaned out the attic. And I was on my way to Bible study, and guess what was standing outside for the trash? I mean, one of those dress forms that was in better shape than any of those I had seen that weren't for sale. I wasn't really thinking, no, I trusted God. I couldn't stop or be late to Bible study. So I said, Lord, don't let them pick that up before I get back. And one of my sweetest memories is telling Kyle, see that thing down there that's on the side of the road? It's in the garbage. They're putting it out for the garbage. We're not taking it from them. They've got it out there for the garbage. But would you go get that for Mama? And he's kind of walking down the street with that dress form on his shoulder. But, you know, I learned very quickly that if I wanted something, I knew who to go for. I knew who to go to ask for it. He desires to give you things. I learned that whatever you allow God to do for you, He will do. You want to get it yourself, He'll let you do that too. I remember praying one day, and I actually, I used to try to fix things myself. I'm going to do it myself. And so I had prayed about something, and then I started thinking about ways that I could do it myself. I could call this person and cause that to happen, and then, which is not good. I was trying to break myself of that. But whenever I started thinking and plotting, I had a vision of God standing up with His throne about 6 feet behind Him, and He started backing up, and He sat down. He said, well, I thought she wanted me to do it for her. I was going to, but I see she still wants to do it herself, so I'm going to let her. I was like, oh, get up. I won't touch it. I won't do anything. That was a visual I never forgot. I trust Him. Okay. That deaf and dumb spirit, that is a route to learning disabilities, autism, seizures, speech impediments, dyslexia, that's a learning disability, speech impediments, all of these things fall under the deaf and dumb spirit. Deaf means lacking the sense of hearing, having organs which do not perceive sounds. In a metaphorical sense, not listening, not regarding, not moved, persuaded, or convinced, rejecting as deaf to reason or arguments. Without the ability or will to regard spiritual things, unconcerned. Jesus says, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Deprived of the power of hearing, deafened as deaf with clamor, stifled, imperfect, obscurely heard, or as a deaf noise or a murmur. Dumb means to strike dumb. It is to confound, to render silent by astonishment, to destroy, to overthrow, to stun or strike dumb with sudden fear, terror, surprise, wonder, to amaze, to confound with some sudden passion, such as physical abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, or growing up in a household where there was a lot of fighting. Children that grow up in constant fighting turn their ears off. They know how to shut it out. They go to another place. Hosea 4:11 says, whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. In this scripture, the heart is figuratively for feelings, meaning feelings, the will, and even the intellect. Likewise, for the center of anything, the mind and the understanding. Alcohol takes away feelings, and drugs takes away feelings, the will, and even the intellect, or your ability to make right decisions. It takes away inhibitions, gives you false courage to do things you would not ordinarily do. Many times alcohol is involved in infidelities. You know, you just have a little alcohol and break down those morals, break down your resistance. It's involved in infidelities, murders, and other crimes. And drugs will do the same thing. They can be the cause of premature birth, children born with serious illnesses. It can cause serious injuries to the brain. Whatever the cause, the cure is the same. Nothing is impossible with God. So what I want to do, usually I do this on a one-to-one, like when in the early morning prayer meeting, I've prayed this prayer many times for people that have been molested, or that grew up in homes where lots of fighting was, or whatever the cause of the arrested development or learning disabilities, have prayed this prayer with results. People sometimes even feel it when it happens. I think that's pretty amazing. So, also, here is another spirit that could be involved in arrested development, and that is the spirit of the bride of Satan. When you involve yourself in perversity, like pornography, like adultery, children that are molested from a very early age, this spirit comes, and it can be the cause of arrested development because it's a trauma. It's something that they cannot deal with, and so a demon comes and helps them escape from it. But this spirit is so damaging. If you have been molested, I encourage you to go to lhbconline.com and scroll down to my name and look for the teaching, Desolation, the Curse of Tamar. God really opened that up to me, and it's a very thorough teaching and a good deliverance at the end that has been very helpful to a lot of women. Get free from those things. And the spirit of the bride of Satan, what happens is, like if someone is raped or molested or incested, or it could be generational, that spirit could be on somebody else in the generation, and then the same thing doesn't happen to them, but that the spirits that came into them when it happened to them are passed down. And what the spirit of the bride of Satan does, let me just read this. The definition, although I'm pretty sure you will not find it defined anywhere in a dictionary or secular volume, in the spiritual realm, it's very real and affects the physical realm. At best, all Satan can do is copy or pervert the ways of God. When a person has been victimized, especially through sexual perversion, molestation, sexual abuse, those who have suffered satanic ritual abuse, Satan will claim them as his. He puts a spiritual veil, so to speak, on them. This spiritual veil works as a shield of a sort that actually hides the person and sort of makes them invisible. Like women who were molested when they were young, many of them never marry. They're desolate. They have no husband. They don't have children. And these women are beautiful, available. I mean, for all the years that I've been going to meetings, there are many women who are beautiful, available, want to be married. And I had one young lady, well, she was almost 40, but she said, it is just weird. She said, when I go places with my girlfriends, I can walk in a room, and the men, you know, will check out the women. They scan over me like I'm not even there. So nobody ever approaches me. Nobody ever asks me out. Nobody ever, you know, and I had just learned about this, and I said, okay, were you ever molested when you were little? Yeah. By this person, and this person, you know, and the family. So I broke that off of her right in the parking lot, right there where we were standing. I just said, well, I bind that spirit of the bride of Satan, and I break it off of you. I command it to leave you. I pull that veil that he has hidden you under. It's a very real thing. A young woman, or it could be a young man. You know, men get molested too. Men get raped. Sexual demons and perversion are not picky. They don't care who it is. As long as they can satisfy themselves, those demons are just out for it. It could be men as well. Having this veil becomes an off-limits to those who might otherwise be potential husbands or wives. So there's an explanation. In this case, the spiritual veil has a physical influence on a person's life and can stunt a person's ability to move forward normally with their life. That's arrested development. getting married, and having a family. Their development has become arrested. Maybe not only in relationships, but that fail could also cause you to be passed over in other ways in the workforce, or for promotions or raises, applications for loans. And others out there who have been affected by this spirit could probably add more situations I haven't even thought of. It can be inherited generationally. It can be the result of repeated sexual perversions, sexual promiscuity, pornography, and through the occult. So if you feel that may be an issue in your life in the morning at 6 o'clock, tell whoever and let's get it taken care of. I think there is a teaching on LHBCOnline.com called The Spirit of the Bride of Satan.
Yes.
So if this is affecting you, check it out. Listen to it. Go through the prayers at the end. And it'll go into a lot more ways that it can affect you. Okay, so what I want to do, usually where I do mass deliverance, this is going to be a mass prayer for arrested development. I've never done it mass, so I did it on the radio, but not here. So if you have any form of arrested development, if you had trouble learning when you were a child, if you've had speech impediments or hearing problems, or maybe it's a physical thing that you did not develop properly, it could be emotionally, it can be spiritually, it can affect in many ways. So only God knows how you will be healed in this prayer. So what I want you to do is, might be kind of hard to hold your hands up there, and I don't know that it's that necessary, but when God told me to place my hands on his head, I placed my hands on the head. When I'm praying for an individual, I will sit them in a chair in front of me and put my hands on their head. So if you want to just put your hands on your head, if you need to lean forward so that your arms don't get tired or whatever, and we're gonna pray. Now, what I normally do is whatever the person's age is, that's where I stop with it. So I'm going to go, do we have anybody here in their 80s? One, okay. Okay, so I'm going to go 80 what? 81, okay. So I'm going to go up to the age of 81. What I normally do is from the ages of 1 to 5, I go year by year, because those are the years of fast development. The brain is developing quickly. All your organs in utero, when you're in your mother's womb, there's a lot of stuff taking place in those 9 months. It is amazing. It's just amazing. When I gave birth to my first child, it was just, I don't know, it was like, gosh, a whole person. You know, a whole person. It was just amazing to me. And when you start looking at my oldest son is a doctor, and he gave to my 10-year-old granddaughter a really cute little book. She's 10. That's all about you, and it explains her body to her so that she can learn about the changes that are going to take place. And you know, shows a little girl shaving her legs and. You know, it was just a really sweet book. And then he gave her another manual that is so complex that all the adults at our Christmas gathering were getting a real kick out of going through that book. And just, you know, it's amazing when you look at all the intricate, you know, the eyeballs and, you know, your brain and your bones. Everything is so complex that God made, that happened in utero. So I go from conception to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5. Then I go in years of 5. I go the years from 5, 6, 7, calling forth a supernatural maturity to those ages. When I get to 10, I start going in increments of 10. But I call out each age. I call for the supernatural maturity to the age of the 6-year-old, the 7-year-old, the 8-year-old, so that whatever age you were when the arrested development happened, we're hitting it. We're not going to skip any, and we're going all the way to 81 for the gentleman back there. And so when you pray for somebody who has arrested development, this is the way you do it. Do it with your grandchildren. I did this, it was part of the Bastard Curse teaching I did in Indiana last year. There was a little girl there who's the same age as my granddaughter, born under the same conditions as my granddaughter, illegitimately conceived. So she had arrested development. She had learning disabilities because that's attached to the curse of the bastard. And so I did that teaching there and prayed over everybody. And that little girl, I got an email from her grandmother right after school started, and they were amazed at the change in her, having that bastard curse broken off of her, that her scholastically she had made an absolute turnaround. That's a miracle. And so that's what I'm believing for every one of you here who have any form of arrested development, okay? So put your hands on your head and repeat this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you that nothing is impossible with you. I bind Satan right now and render him powerless from this prayer. I call on the mighty angels to assist. I now bind arrested development that took place in me while I was in the loins of my forefathers. Generationally inherited arrested development. I break your power and command you to leave me now. In Jesus' name. And I speak a supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy full-term baby ready to be born. Now, we just took place of inherited things that happened in the womb. So, in the name of Jesus, I bind all arrested development that took place while I was being formed in my mother's womb, to birth, and to the age of 1-year-old. And I now call forth a supernatural maturity to the mind of the healthy 1-year-old. I bind all arrested development that took place in me from the age of 1 to 2. And I call forth a supernatural maturity of the healthy, mental, emotionally, and physical 2-year-old. And I command all arrested development to leave in Jesus' name. I speak of supernatural maturity, I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy 2-year-old. I call forth a supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy 3-year-old. I bind all arrested development and command it to leave me now. In the name of Jesus, I bind all arrested development that took place in me from 2 to 3 years old. I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy 3-year-old. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I bind all arrested development that took place in me from the age of 3 to 4. I break its power and command it to get out of me. In the name of Jesus. And I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy 4-year-old. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all arrested development that took place in me from the ages of 4 to 5. I break your power and I command you to get out of me in Jesus' name. And I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy 5-year-old. Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all arrested development that took place in me from the age of 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, and 9 to 10. I break your power, and I command you to get out of me in Jesus' name. And I speak a supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy 10-year-old. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all arrested development that took place in me from the age of 10 to 20. All arrested development go from the age of 10 to 11. 11 to 12. 12 to 13. 13 to 14. 14 to 15. 15 to 16. 16 to 17. 17 to 18. 18 to 19. 19 to 20. I bind you, I break your power, and I command you to go in Jesus' name. And I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy 20-year-old. Now, you can jump off when I get to your age. In other words, you don't have to go all the way to 81. Because if you're only 15, you can stop right there. We don't want your mind to be 81. God can make an 81-year-old mind as fresh as a newborn baby. But just jump off when you get to your age. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all arrested development that took place in me from the age of 20 to 30. And I break its power and command it to go in Jesus' name. And I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy 21-year-old, 22, 23-year-old, 24-year-old, 25-year-old, 26-year-old, 27-year-old, 28-year-old, 29-year-old, and 30. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all arrested development that took place in me from the ages of 30 to 40. I break your power and I command you to get out of my mind in Jesus' name and my body. I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy 31-year-old. Have we gone to 40 yet? Okay, 32-year-old, 33-year-old, 34-year-old, 35-year-old, 36-year-old, 37-year-old, 38-year-old, 39-year-old, and 40 in the name of Jesus. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all arrested development that took place in me from the age of 40 to 50. I break your power and I command you to get out in Jesus' name. And I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy 41-year-old, 42-year-old, 43-year-old, 44-year-old, 45-year-old, 46-year-old, 47-year-old, 48-year-old, 49-year-old, and 50. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all arrested development that took place in me from the ages of 50 to 60. And I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy 51-year-old, 52-year-old, 53-year-old, 54-year-old, 55-year-old, 56-year-old, 57-year-old, 58-year-old, 59-year-old, and 60 in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all arrested development that took place in me from the ages of 60 to 70. And I break your power and command you to get out of me in Jesus' name. I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy 61-year-old, 62-year-old, 63-year-old, 64-year-old, come forth in Jesus' name, 65, 66-year-old, 67-year-old, 68-year-old, 69-year-old, and 70-year-old. And we thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all arrested development that took place in me from the ages of, where did I stop? 70 to 80. In the years of 70 to 80, I bind you and break your power and command you to get out of me in Jesus' name. I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the 71-year-old, 72-year-old, 73-year-old, 74-year-old, 75-year-old, 76-year-old, 77, 78-year-old, 79, and 80, and 81. I call forth a supernatural maturity to the mind of the 81-year-old. And I speak of supernatural maturity to the mind of the mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy 81-year-old. And we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that which we cannot see. We cannot see what happened in the physical realm, but I know that mighty things happened in the spiritual realm over these, your people. I thank you that their minds have been eradicated of arrested development, and that they now have a healthy mind to the chronological age that they are today. We thank you for that. Lord, I look forward to hearing exciting testimonies of what's different. Even, I just command all forgetfulness to go. Every word spoken, curse that's been spoken over you growing up. You're stupid. You can't learn. You'll never be anything. I break those word spoken curses right now. Even self-inflicted word spoken curses. I bind the lying spirit that has been tormenting you with lies about yourself that don't, that are not in line with God's word. When you hear anything whispered to you by a tormenting demon that does not line up with God's word, you need to say, liar, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Get away from me. Now you're going to have to start speaking to these things and commanding them to get away from you. And Lord, we just thank you right now for what you did that nobody else can do. No doctors, no medicine. There's nothing in this world that can do what you can do. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And I bless the food. We thank you, Lord, for another meal. It's ready to be served. Enjoy.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.